The Brownsville City Cemetery provides a window on 19th century life in this historic border community and on the burial traditions of its diverse early settlers. Headstones are inscribed in English, Spanish, French, and German. Some tell stories about community leaders, others of ordinary citizens who succumbed to yellow fever, cholera, battles, or gunfights. The cemetery was laid out in 1868. It encompasses three square blocks surrounded by low brick walls buttressed by whitewashed brick columns. Palm, ebony, and flowering trees insulate the site from its surroundings. The graves of Brownsville's elite run along the front, parallel to Madison Street. Here, tall vaults of white painted brick are separated by narrow brick sidewalks. The most distinctive vault is near the main entrance. It dates to the 1880s and is the gravesite of the Mexican-born grocer Lucio Buis and his family. This architectural monument reflects the 19th century border brick style with molded brick columns at the four corners, two friezes, and triangular pediments crowning each side. The cemetery also includes Mexican-style bovedas, low brick boxes with tall triangular frontispieces, and headstones and sculptural monuments surrounded by ornate Victorian cast iron fences. Where City Cemetery slopes away from Madison Street, it gives way to the gravesites of Brownsville's less affluent, often commemorated with bright offerings of wreaths and flowers. At the cemetery's southwestern corner, there's a separate enclave with its own wall and street entrance. This was the cemetery of the Hebrew Benevolent Society of Brownsville and Matamoras, where the Jewish community buried its dead. Since the 1980s, a group founded by local resident Chula Griffin has cataloged and promoted conservation of grave sites at Brownsville's City Cemetery. Deterioration remains a challenge in this hot, humid climate, yet it also conveys a vivid sense of the passage of time.